The Hound of the Baskervilles by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. This book is read by David Case. This recording of the full-length reading of The Hound of the Baskervilles was produced in 1993 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. My dear Robinson, it was your account of a West Country legend which first suggested the idea of this little tale to my mind. For this, and for the help which you gave me in its evolution, all thanks. Yours most truly, A. Conan Doyle. Chapter 1. Mr. Sherlock Holmes. Mr. Sherlock Holmes, who was usually very late in the mornings, save upon those not infrequent occasions when he was up all night, was seated at the breakfast table. I stood upon the hearthrug and picked up the stick which our visitor had left behind him the night before. It was a fine, thick piece of wood, bulbous-headed, of the sort which is known as a Penang lawyer. Just under the head was a broad silver band, nearly an inch across. "To James Mortimer, M.R.C.S., from his friends of the C.C.H.," was engraved upon it, with the date 1884. It was just such a stick as the old-fashioned family practitioner used to carry, dignified, solid, and reassuring. "Well, Watson, what do you make of it?" Holmes was sitting with his back to me, and I'd given him no sign of my occupation. "How did you know what I was doing? I believe you have eyes in the back of your head." "I have at least a well-polished silver-plated coffee-pot in front of me," said he. "But tell me, Watson, what do you make of our visitor's stick, since we've been so unfortunate as to miss him and have..."